His predecessors were Reuben and Archer. Gangsters, gunmen, soldiers. They lived and frightened together. Essentially a two-dog mafia. Their intimidation became quite legendary, but there were maps to hearts of gold. Reuben was a godless Philistine, but capable of giant love. Archer was really quite elegant. He could be the perfect gentleman, given the appropriate circumstance. First, Reuben died, a fallen, hardened warrior, after a Johnny Cash-sized life. Then Archer went soon after, like a tide just swept him up somehow and carried him all the way out. A dying dog is precious. Forget diamonds, pearls, and any other worldly treasures. Give me fur and stink and pleading eyes and the sad, warm dog in your arms. You can't know how much you love them, I think, till you call for the executioner, or you get the results from the blood tests and just stand in the shower and cry. For a while after each of them left us, I attempted to write their lives. I couldn't get further than a page or two. Usually, I know if I can write a book by the end of the very first sentence, but it can take an age to find it. For the most part, it was perfectly normal. I realised it wasn't quite time. Book ideas almost never work to begin with. I often describe the project I'm working on as a world that exists beside me. I know it's going well when I feel like I can roll out of bed in the morning and land there, inside the book. But it's a little bit like respect. Hardest thing to get, easiest thing to lose. That said, these dog stories were meant to be simple. They were raw and recent and near. Their truth was both stranger and badder than fiction. So what was it that kept me from writing them? There were so many starting off points to launch a thousand stories of wild and lawless mornings and dog day afternoons. They'd been in, then out of my life between 2009 and 2021, but for some reason, I couldn't find traction. Maybe there was just too much of them. Too much mass destruction, too many awkward tragedies, and of course, too much sheer, unadulterated comedy. After all, what do you get a dog for if not for the chaos itself? To ask anarchy straight to your door. We all seem to covet control of our lives, but we unravel it with reckless abandon. We have children. We take in animals. We agree to more work than we should. We coach an unruly football team. For me, it's been many, or actually all of those things, but the clincher was Reuben and Archer, a life with a wild pair of dogs. Looking back, I can only smile though, for they were dogs who somehow made me, or at the very least, remodeled. They were a mirror, I suspect, to my own hidden turmoils, my wilderness within. In a way, they charted time, and often, I'll even say to people, especially dog owners who don't have children, when you think about it, it's not a bad way to live, to remember your life by your dogs. I can usually measure what year something happened, purely by the dog in the picture.